Medical disclaimer: the content you're about to listen to was created for the purpose of entertainment, education, and information only. It should not be considered medical advice. It reflects our opinions only.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about coffee and skin. Do you really need more reasons to love coffee? We're going to talk about how to feel good about that morning brew. I am traditionally one who loves a good cup of coffee. There was a short time when my husband thought I should try to come off of it because of the energy spike and crash. But after doing more reading about it, I have a hard time advocating that you stop drinking it. Instead, you actually might want to consider drinking even more of it after this episode. For one, just generally speaking, coffee can be great for your health. There are studies that show coffee lowers your risk of dying, as in dying from any cause. This may be up to as much as 15%. There are other studies that show drinking coffee lowers your risk of diseases like obesity, type 2 diabetes, and high cholesterol. There's also research that shows that drinking coffee lowers your risk of liver disease. There are studies that show coffee can lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's dementia as well. Well, what about coffee in our skin? Well, I'm glad you asked. Your skin can be improved by coffee, at least in two ways. One, coffee lowers your risk of a condition called rosacea. Rosacea is a common condition in which we get redness and pimples on our cheeks, nose, forehead, and chin. Think of it like acne for middle-aged adults, but it comes with things like really unsightly redness. This condition tends to be much longer lasting than teenager acne, and certain factors like sunlight, heat, and even foods can make it worse. A study published in JAMA Dermatology looking at whether drinking coffee, tea, soda, or eating chocolate affected your risk of developing rosacea over a 14-year period involving a total of 82,000 of women was done. Interestingly, caffeinated coffee lowered the risk of having rosacea, and the more that the women drank, the lower the risk became, with more than 4 cups of coffee a day providing the most benefit. Caffeine from other sources was not protective. In other words, drinking black tea or caffeinated soda or eating chocolate did not lower the risk of getting rosacea. In fact, chocolate was found to possibly cause rosacea. Interestingly, decaffeinated coffee was not protective either. So this suggests that the caffeine in coffee is somehow protective against getting rosacea. Perhaps it's some other variable like polyphenols, which may be higher in concentration in regular coffee compared to decaf. Well, what if the coffee you drink is really hot? As I mentioned, heat can trigger rosacea and even plain flushing, which is when your skin gets red and hot. Interestingly, hot caffeinated coffee did not trigger flushing in patients with rosacea, even though these scientists found that heat from other causes did lead to flushing. The authors speculated that the polyphenols found in coffee, with their antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and vascular effects, counteracted the effects of the heat. So why does coffee help prevent rosacea? Well, the reason isn't exactly clear. The scientists speculated that caffeine in coffee may help clamp down our blood vessels, reducing redness, which is called vasoconstriction. The antioxidants in coffee also have immune modulating effects and may reduce inflammation that would ordinarily trigger rosacea. Finally, they also thought that caffeine in coffee may actually modify hormone levels, including adrenaline, cortisol, and noradrenaline that would otherwise cause rosacea. How much coffee should you drink if you're worried you'll develop rosacea? For example, if you have a family history of rosacea. Well, according to this study, the more coffee you drink, the less likely you are to develop rosacea. That said, you don't want to overdo it. Given the upper level benefit was 4 cups a day, I would not drink more coffee than this. I think any more coffee and you're likely not going to see any benefit, but you may start to see some side effects. Before you decide though, I would talk with your doctor to make sure that whatever amount you're consuming is safe for you, particularly giving consideration to what other health conditions you might have. Can coffee also help prevent regular acne or acne vulgaris? I was not able to find any studies on this topic, thus this is an area that need to be studied more. But there is clear evidence that milk and sugar can contribute to acne. So if you're having a morning cup or two, I'd make sure to minimize your add-ins and consider drinking it black. All right. Well, number two, the second way your skin benefits from drinking coffee. Coffee appears to reduce your skin cancer risk, including your risk of developing basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and even melanoma. There are several studies that look at skin cancer risk in people that drink coffee. One study looking at 63,000 men and women in China showed a lower risk of the two most common types of skin cancer, including basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma, by about 50% and 67%, respectively, in people that drank three or more cups of coffee per day. Black tea also helped lower the risk of basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma, though to a lesser degree, by only about 30%. Other sources of caffeine didn't show any benefit, however. Just like with the rosacea study, the risk of skin cancer fell further with the more coffee ingested, with 400 milligrams a day demonstrating the lowest risk. This is equal to about 4 cups of coffee a day, at least per my Googling. Another study that reviewed the existing medical science, collecting data on almost 1 million people, and looked at coffee consumption and the risk of developing melanoma. Coffee drinkers had about 25% lower risk of having melanoma. Those that drank decaffeinated coffee did not show the same benefit. What about other skin conditions? Can coffee help those too? At this point, we don't know. There's not a lot of science out there for other skin conditions and coffee drinking. You can imagine that with all the antioxidants and other bioactives found in coffee, these benefits could be realized in other skin diseases. I guess we'll find out as scientists start exploring these questions, though. To summarize, it's really clear to me that skin benefits of coffee are pretty undeniable. There's a clear link between coffee consumption and lower risk of having rosacea and skin cancer. It seems that the benefits increase with more coffee drinking, but may cap out at 4 cups a day. I definitely encourage you to talk with your primary care physician or healthcare provider before jumping headfirst into massive coffee consumption. And do remember that adding in a lot of milk or sugar may negate some of the benefits. Enjoy it black. If you like today's episode, share it with your coffee-loving friends and family. Also, please sign up for our email list for more tips on keeping your skin healthy. Go to mdcrafted.co to get on our email list. Talk to you soon.